It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Matthew chapter 17 verses 24 to 27. Jesus Christ and his disciples came to Capernaum. And the people who take the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your master pay taxes?" And Peter says, "Yes." Then Peter came to the house and he was going to ask a question to Jesus Christ about this tax money. But before Peter could open his mouth, Jesus asked Peter a question. "Peter, tell me, the kings of the earth takes custom and tax from their own children or from the strangers?" Peter said, "From strangers." Then Jesus said, "Then the children are free." What Jesus Christ was trying to say to Peter: we are here to preach the gospel of kingdom. My father is a king. We are the kings and priests. Priests and kings, they do not have to give taxes. But Jesus said, "We do not want to offend these people. Why don't you go to sea and take a hook with you? And one fish will come up, and you catch that fish, open that fish mouth, and find a money, and then you give that money to these tax collectors for me and for you." Now, can you imagine? Peter is a fisherman. Peter left the fishing business. Jesus did not say, "Take your fishing boat, catch some fish, sell those fish, and get the money and give it to the tax collector." He said, "Go to the sea and take a hook with you." Can you imagine how much time it takes for someone to find a fish in a pond? This is a sea. But here the Jesus Christ is saying, there is a fish in the sea with the coin in that fish's mouth, and that fish will come to you and you catch that fish, and then you will have the money for tax for you and for me. Peter did not argue with Jesus. Peter knew whatever Jesus says, it works. And he believed, and he went, and he got the fish, and he got the coin, and he paid the taxes. This doesn't seem to be a miracle, but it is a miracle. Jesus Christ has to find out where the fish is, find out that fish has coin or money in his mouth. And that fish he has to order to come to Peter, and Peter has to catch this fish. It is a miracle. God knows where the money is. God has created a fish, and he knows the fish language. He can talk to the mountain, he can talk to the tree, he can talk to the fish, and they obey him. How about you? Do you obey Jesus Christ? When we do not obey God, we get into more problems. We are going astray from God. That's why Jesus Christ and his disciples, everyone said, repent. Repent means come back or turn around. If you come to Jesus Christ, he has the answer. Peter came to Jesus before he could say what the tax collector said. Jesus said, Peter, I know what the man is saying. Go get the fish and you will have the tax money. Jesus knows your situation. He says, before you could ask or think, he knows how to give it to you abundantly. But at the same time, the Word of God says, ask and it shall be given unto you. We have to open our mouth and ask Jesus Christ, what is your need? He will supply your need. Maybe financial need, maybe spiritual need, maybe social need, maybe emotional need, maybe spiritual need, maybe physical need, sickness, disease, pain, whatever your needs are. He knows your needs. And the Word of God says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, my God will supply all your needs. What is your need? Did you ask Jesus Christ about your problems? You might have asked to man, doctor, lawyer, or some other friends. And sometimes you call somebody and they have answering machine or there is no answer. The Word of God says, our God never sleeps, never slumbers. He is always there to supply your needs. Our problem is we do not go to Jesus. There is a song called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. If you sing that song, you would know. You go to Jesus for answers, and he will supply your needs. He told the fish to find the coin or find the money and bring it to Peter. He can do the same thing. If you need a healing, he will tell the sickness and disease, get out of your body. Jesus Christ has power over every situation. Let's pray. If you never met Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, this is your chance. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I believe that you came from heaven, you died for me, you rose again. You are a living God. I believe there is nothing impossible with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means you are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. There is no record of your sins. Jesus wants to help you. Because the Word of God says, two people agree on earth. He will hear our prayer from heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Let's agree and pray, and he will hear our prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You know our needs. There is nothing hidden in your sight. You found out where the money was. You found out where the fish was. You are the same God. You know our needs, and you're going to supply our needs. If there is someone right now listening to my voice, have sickness, disease, pain, physical, emotional, financial, or any other pain, let them know that Jesus is the answer for their problems. Lord Jesus, please touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. Your word says, Psalm 107 and verse 20, you will send the word and deliver them and heal them from all their destruction. The people are listening to me right now around the world. There is no distance in prayer. Let them know there is a power in the Word of God. Whatever you said, Peter obeyed and he received the blessing. Lord Jesus, let people believe and receive it for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you believed that God heard your prayer, you should start doing the things which you were not able to do before. If you were not able to walk, start walking. If you had a problem seeing, start reading. If you had a problem with your hand or feet or any other organ, start using it for the glory of God. If you didn't have a job, apply for a job. If you didn't have money, see what God is going to do. He's going to supply your need. But you have to act upon it. Once you say, I believe, then faith is an action. And He will show it to you. As you believe and trust and start acting upon it, you will have your miracle. Sometimes it seems like a mountain, but we can move the mountain by faith in Jesus Christ. Just trust in Him. And He has the answer for you. There is nothing impossible with God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.